Meeting-wise, making the most of collaborative time for educators, authors Catherine Parker-Boudet and Elizabeth City. Have you ever tried to sit through a whole hour when you felt the substance of the meeting could have been handled in 5 minutes? Or planned a thoughtful meeting only to have it derailed by a couple of rogue participants who had their own agendas? Have you ever felt that the meetings you're expected to lead, or the ones that you're obliged to attend, get in the way of real work that you need to do? If so, there is a new way of thinking about and working with your collaborative time. The Meeting-Wise Checklist. Checklists help make sure that nothing obvious and routine is forgotten and free up professionals to focus their energy on the unique challenges of a particular situation. These questions on the checklist are grouped into categories that capture the four aspects of any meeting, which are purpose. Think deeply about exactly what you are hoping to achieve in the meeting at hand, and how that connects to all the other times the group will be working together. Process. It's essential to be clear about what needs to get done at the meeting, but it's also critical to be thoughtful about how to engage the group in working towards the stated objectives. Preparation. Now that you've planned a purpose and process, step back and consider what else the facilitator and participants could do in an advance to make sure the meeting goes smoothly. Pacing. Before finalising your agenda, dive into the details and confirm that you are spending your minutes in the right places. Then pull back to see the big picture and ensure that you feel well poised to have the meeting you truly want to have. Setting up for success. There are foundational and reoccurring tasks to take care of before each individual meeting. Foundational tasks include setting group norms, acknowledging work style preferences, developing an agenda template, and making a documentation plan. Ideally, you would do these things when you launch a team or at the beginning of a series meeting. Setting group norms. Norms are ground rules for how members of a group agree to behave during a meeting. There are lots of ways to approach setting norms. Among these approaches is starting with a proposed list of norms. The right list of norms will vary from group to group. One thing to keep in mind is that having a shorter list may make it more likely that everyone will remember what's on it. Prioritise what feels most important or collapse a couple of related ideas into a single norm. Once you've agreed on a list, decide how you will keep it top of mind for everybody. Some teams post norms on a wall. Others type them into the header or footer of the agenda template. Keeping track of your work. An important foundational setup task is to decide where all meeting documents will live and how each meeting will be documented. Store meeting materials electronically so that meeting members don't rely on their own filing system to find what they need. Then establish a consistent approach for documenting what happens in a meeting. Experts suggest having a note taker. Finally, consider creating a meeting summary. It captures key information, objectives, decisions, and next steps for a series of meetings. Recurring tasks. In addition to the foundational tasks, there are also a number of recurring tasks to take before each meeting. These include setting the agenda to the participants ahead of time, arranging logistics, and getting your head ready. Sending the agenda to participants. Send out the agenda within 24 hours of a meeting is usually better than not sending it out at all. We can't expect people to do much preparation other than read the agenda, but at least they are walking into a meeting aware of the purpose and plan. Arranging logistics. Paying attention to some easy but important logistics can head off some problems. Think through the following issues well ahead of time. Space. Make sure that you've booked a room that's the right size and shape for the activities you plan on doing. Supplies. Acquire the chart paper, markers, sticky notes, dry erase markers, handouts, and any other materials that you might need. Refreshments. Food and drink, especially at long meetings, help people sustain their attention and feel welcome. Technology. Decide what technology you will need and whom to call for technical assistance if something goes wrong. Wise facilitation. The facilitator plays an important role in moving from an agenda to a real productive meeting, where he or she helps the meeting run smoothly so that participants' energy and attention are focused on the most important issues. The facilitator's tasks. Keeping to and deviating from the agenda. If you have been successful in engaging participants in wrestling with important topics, the meeting is almost guaranteed to generate a discussion so lively that keeping to the agenda feels hard to do. Part of the art of facilitating is deciding when to stick to the agenda and when to depart from it. Managing conflict. Part of your job as a facilitator is to promote healthy conflict, productive disagreement. Different opinions, perspectives, and ideas can lead to some of the most illuminating moments in meetings. Wise participation. Participants can do many things the facilitator can do, but they can also do some things the facilitator can't. For example, as a participant, it may be easier for you to challenge a point than it is for the facilitator, who may need to stay neutral. Participant tasks. 1. Keeping to and deviating from the agenda. Sometimes it's easier for the participants to see when an adjustment is needed than it is for the facilitator, who may be invested in the agenda and absorbed by meeting dynamics. As a participant, you need to think about how you can help the meeting stay on track and how to intervene when you believe the group should switch tracks. 2. Supporting full engagement. There are many ways to participate: listening, thinking, talking, asking questions. When you're a participant, supporting full engagement begins with managing yourself and extends to helping others engage productively. 3. Managing conflict. Productive meetings often have both heat and light. As a participant, you can help generate both and help the group manage discomfort in ways that often facilitators cannot do. Maintaining awareness of the role you play. In your role as the participant, you have the power to make it much easier or much harder for a meeting to make a meaningful contribution to learning. Become meeting wise. You have 4 entry points to becoming more meeting wise: making better agendas, investing a firm foundation such as an easy and secure document storage system, setting norms and following them could help the organization build a better foundation, facilitating and participating effectively, and tackling meeting dilemmas. Whichever door you decide to enter first, set a specific small goal. Try it out and then check back on how well you've done against your goal. Wise meetings will help you deliver on determination to improving learning and teaching for all the students in your care. There is a whole world waiting to learn from what you discover, and a whole generation of children whose learning trajectories will soar if the adults who serve them treat them and their collaborative time as an investment in learning.